Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Larry King, the Rock'em Sock'em movie, and how women own. You'll hear that coming up in just a minute.
We all grew up watching that great comedian Danny Thomas on his hit TV show, Make Room for Daddy. Now, in his honor, Bob and Tom Laboratories are proud to introduce a fantastic new product for your home. It's the all-purpose glass cleaner in a convenient squeeze bottle. We call it Make Room for Duty.
Honey, enough with the windows already. Are you ready to clean the glass tabletop?
Sure, I guess so.
Okay, here, I'll get underneath and check it out. Go ahead, give it a squeeze. Yeah, don't be stingy. Give it a big old squirt.
Okay, here it goes.
Oh, yeah, looking good.
It's Make Room for Duty Glass Cleaner.
Come on, honey, let it rip.
Honey, this is tiring. I'm really getting pooped.
I hate to be anal about this, but you missed a spot.
Make Room for Duty, only from Bob and Tom Laboratories. Make Room for Duty from the same people who brought you Janitor in a Bump.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's Happy 420, by the way.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom Show, USA. It's yours truly, Larry King, coming to you, not so live, from heaven. Angels hit it.
How's it going, Larry?
All right, cram it. Hey, thanks. Hi, gang. How you doing?
Good.
How are you, Larry?
I'm good. Greetings to all, and a special happy 420 to you, Willie.
Yeah, thank you, Larry.
Yeah, man. It's getting groovy up here, Daddy-O. I'll tell you what, Ray Charles lit up some of his jazz cabbage at breakfast this morning.
Oh, yeah?
And based on the 12 bran muffins I ate, I'm pretty sure I caught a contact high.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had a killer case of the munchies. Oh, by the by, word of warning, last week, Julia Child laced her bran muffins with some righteous bud.
Oh.
And those muffins travel through you like the number 5 bus. One of the archangels let me and Ernest Borgnine drop some serious deuces down into hell.
Oh, wow. You can do that.
So in case the flames of hell weren't enough, there's an outhouse fire down there.
Oh,
yeah, rough day for Bernie Madoff. Anyways, I never thought they'd celebrate 420 up in heaven, you know?
Yeah.
Though Jesus told me he's getting kind of tired, people constantly asking him to change their parsley into weed.
Oh, sure.
The water wine thing.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Right before I called you, I had a smoke session with all of my buddies, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Ernest Hemingway, DMX, Humphrey Bogart.
Wow.
So that's the last time I ever smoked with Bogart. The dude kept holding the joint and forgetting to pass it.
I have no doubt, yeah. It's,
see, that's his trademark.
it's a trademark.
So the man's a reefer hog. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, it's the same reason I'll never do cocaine with Jimmy Durante again.
Oh
the schnoz on that guy. your booger sugar doesn't stand a chance.
Jimmy Durante.
Anyway, I gotta go. We're all meeting in the social room to fire up some footage and watch a Cheech and Chong marathon.
Oh, okay. Sure, yeah.
Followed by a Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon laser show.
Cool.
Now, not everyone knows this, but as you watch The Wizard of Oz, it perfectly syncs up with Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, you start the album on the second lion's roar during the opening of the movie. And if you listen really closely, you can hear the thousands of hippies jerking it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Dorothy, cut back on the pills. You look 45. Frankly, I'll take Liza Minnelli over Judy Garland any day. And Peter Allen gave me first dibs when Liza finally checks out.
I bet.
Speaking of syncing up songs, personally, I'd like to sync up Sinatra's Songs for Swinging Lovers with the movie Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
See if it works.
Yeah, that or Saving Private Ryan. Either way, it's a gas. Not so much?
No.
Okay, I got to run, fellas. Look, those dozen bran muffins all just hit me.
Oh.
Bombay, doors open. Look out, Satan. Here they come.
Well, in honor of 420, the U.S. House of Representatives Monday passed legislation that would allow banks to provide services to cannabis companies in states where it is legal. Finally, the bill clarifies that proceeds from legitimate cannabis businesses would not be considered illegal and directs federal regulators to craft rules for how they would supervise such banking activity.
I assume you'd need a joint checking account.
There's you know what?
Try the deal. I'm just thinking they'll add a very slow drive-through lane.
Yeah.
How many laws do you think would go by the wayside if they just went on common sense?
That'll never happen.
Right?
Yeah, it can't happen anymore.
This has been a big concern for people in this business because it's been cash up until now, and they didn't have any place to put it. So.
It's weird.
It's very weird. So.
And I don't think that necessarily the people who are in the business are necessarily stoned.
No, gosh.
You know, the guy in front of you at the bank, sir, this is not a check. This is a Taco Bell receipt.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see if this passes. And they can have... I think big business is taking it over, though, obviously.
Obviously.
And then, of course, as Josh pointed out, we have all these celebrities with their own marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty mm-hmm. out there, yeah.
Yeah, we have, you've got your Willie Nelson.
Oh,
sure. Your Bob Marley.
Right.
Isn't Jimmy Buffett about, does he have, is his out yet?
I don't know.
The celebrity reefer. He's got, of course, the great Coral Reefer Band, one of the great bands out there. And Josh, you pointed out that child actor... different
Urkel.
Strokes.
Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman. What's the name of his weed?
What You Talking About Willis.
Oh,
What You
Talking Gary About Coleman.
Willis. Yes, yeah.
Never, he's a rock solid. I'd like to have some of that. Mr. Coleman's no longer with us, though.
No. He's okay. He and Dana Plato were talking about the old days.
And Conrad Bain, I believe.
They
got quite the reunion going.
Okay. Christy, what else is happening in the news?
Vin Diesel set to star in a movie based on... get ready.
Let me think. Some wrestler. No.
Nope.
Close.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Remember I said this is one of Chick's most obscure impressions at one of my favorites, Chick McGee. Ladies and gentlemen, can you get ready mentally here? He does his incredible, you have to get your throat coated, of course. Chick McGee is probably the only American personality that does a Rock'em Sock'em Robots impression. Go ahead.
Nice. Writer reports.
You see, I've got Rock'em Sock'em Robots right here.
Oh, nice. Oh. Look at that. What are they doing?
They're not fighting anymore.
No,
they're not. They're getting reconciled.
Could you not do
Simpatico.
That?
Yes.
Variety reports.
More like Sodomigo.
It's a toy. Well, they're not facing the right way for... Christy?
Depends what state you're in.
Oral sex is considered sodomy.
Mattel.
Sure, but...
Thank you, counselor.
Mattel's film division has announced plans to develop a live-action movie version of the company's tabletop game featuring battling robots. For the Rock'em Sock'em movie, the story follows a father, Vin Diesel, and son who form an unlikely bond with the advanced war machine.
It's all about family.
Will they find a home?
sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Have we run out of ideas for movies?
Oh, I'll watch giant robots fight.
That's what Transformers do, aren't they?
They're a little too giant.
Oh.
So, of all these movies they've done based on toys, I think only one of them is. One of them was a huge bomb. I think it was Battleship.
That was a big bomb.
One didn't go over.
Was that based on the toy?
It was based on the game.
Yeah.
But the Trolls thing was a huge hit.
Right.
I mean, they're taking everything that was, you know, from your childhood. I mean, and they're making. I think every TV show is from the '60s has been made into a movie. I know that they're doing Meet the Press. The action version will be coming out.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Finally, some action.
Starring Jason Statham.
and Harrison Ford. It'll be
oh, cool.
Very, very exciting. Rock'em Sock'em Robot the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these have been successful, so this may actually work.
So yeah. We'll who see. Knows?
I'm not sure Vin Diesel needs the money.
This is kind of, Real Steel with Hugh Jackman came out a few years ago, and it was about boxing robots. So,
they've got the name.
Exactly.
That's the key.
The brand recognition.
It's what do you call it? The elevator pitch is one line.
Yeah.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots, the movie.
Right.
You knocked my block off.
Oh, somebody has to say it.
Worst toy you had as a kid, Chick?
I enjoyed it so much. Probably the Slinky. I never played with it very long, but yeah, great.
Really?
I tried to do the stairs thing, yeah.
Oh, man, we got never made it. I love the Slinky.
That's seconds of fun.
Oh, love
breaks in 10 minutes.
What's the thing where you twist the knobs and try to draw something?
Etch-a-sketch.
Throw it away after 5 minutes.
I can make a mean maze on an Etch-a-sketch.
There he goes again.
Yeah.
It's a total waste of time. How do we stifle creativity? Why don't you handcuff their arms and stick a paintbrush in their mouth?
Yeah, you're right. It's better today. The kids can have TikTok on their iPad.
Yeah.
How far are we from TikTok the movie?
Not very, I fear.
Okay, well, let's move forward. Christy, what have you got?
Would you like to live in a spaceship?
Yes.
A spaceship house has gone up for sale in Albuquerque.
Spaceship house.
According to KOB-TV.
We're on your side with news every day of the week.
Martin Griego spent the last 21 years transforming the once ordinary home into a spaceship.
Is that
with
right?
3D murals, glasswork, a space-inspired kitchen, and a backyard with a light show, Josh. As Griego prepares to move from Albuquerque, the spaceship house nestled at the base of the Sandia Mountains, a lovely area, ready for a new owner. Realtors have acknowledged that while the unique home might not be for everyone, they are already receiving interest and have someone right now who wants to buy it, as is, furniture and all.
Have you seen it, Christy?
No, but I'm going to look it up right now.
This guy takes the space thing a little too far.
Oh, he does?
Really?
All the toilets are just black holes.
I'd like to see the probing room.
Goodness.
It's kind of cheesy, but it's,
out at the break.
At the same time, it's also very nice.
I've no doubt this guy's moving due to court order.
You think?
Get out of here, you nerd.
When you want to walk up to him and go, take me to your realtor.
Take me to your realtor.
Do these shrooms come with the house? Have you seen it? It's kind of tacky.
It has to be very tacky.
But it's a really nice house.
Oh, really?
Very roomy.
Now, does the outside look like a spacecraft?
I can't tell. I'm looking at the Zillow listing for this thing.
Huh.
It's got nice hardwood floors. No, the outside just looks like a very ordinary Southwestern house.
Oh, okay. All right.
But inside, there's kind of a couple of cheesy murals. But I do like the hardwood floors.
This isn't the only one. There are quite a few spaceship houses out there. I had no idea.
I've been to a spaceship-shaped strip club. What was the name of that?
Really?
Oh, yeah, wasn't Mons Venus, but it was...
This is the rest of the morning.
the pink hole.
I think...
Twin moons?
Close encounters?
Isn't there like two moons? Yeah. Jupiter moons or something?
Man, I'll look it up. I think it was in St. Pete.
Oh.
Where the hell is Mons Venus?
Tampa.
Tampa. Okay, thank you. Well, it's close enough. To
Mom's Venus? That seems like a...
Mom's Venus. Like,
oh, no.
Yeah, Mom's say. Venus.
You don't want the name.
Come on in, honey. Are you hungry?
Mom at a strip club.
Eat your skin and bones. Eat. I made you a grilled cheese. Here's taffy to dance for.
We turn back to Christy Lee. What have you got over there?
Psychological research published in Personality and Individual Differences. I get that weekly, examines how women competitively flirt against other women after laying claim to a particular man. Boy, this is so obvious. The study indicates there are about a dozen nonverbal flirtatious behaviors that women engage in to caution other women that a potential partner is theirs.
So this is communication between the women,
yes,
not the women on the guy. Okay.
Yeah.
What do they do?
Well, they ended up with a list of 11 nonverbal flirtatious actions, Tom. One would be...
peeing on the man.
That way you mark the man.
Yeah, exactly.
The last one, obviously, is catfight.
Mark the territory. Yeah.
Flopping out a breast and going to the man. Oh, look at that.
Want some more of this before I put it away?
None of these are on my list.
Oh, sorry. We'll
oh, really? Well, I get women flirt with me all the time. It's the rubbing your shoulder. You know, it's the sort of tapping
touching
your leg.
Touching him, that's one
always
of them.
Always texting you. Hey, quit texting me back. I don't want to talk to you. You know women.
Yeah, right.
Do you ever get that thing where they go in a bar, they're stirring their drink with those little straws, and they go, do you have a golf ball I can suck through this straw?
Oh,
you ever get that one?
That is a...
You ever get that one?
Do you have a Titleist on you?
Right.
Yeah. You ever get that one?
You have a hitch I can suck the chrome off of? That kind of
right,
thing.
Right, yeah. When you say cornhole, I get turned on, that kind of thing.
You don't really have any interest in learning these 11 nonverbal
We really do. Yes,
that's correct.
Okay.
I do.
Go ahead.
Can send it to me.
What are they?
Eye contact, dancing in his line of sight.
So wait a second. So
dancing in his line of sight.
Like a bird.
So this is to keep the man interested.
This is to ward off other women that this guy, I've got my eye on this guy, and you better not come over here, kind of thing.
Okay.
Well, pointing at your mouth while you're dancing.
Smiling at him.
Smiling at him.
Yes. Touching him, as Willie mentioned. Here's one. Giggling at his jokes.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Sure,
yeah.
You know what that's like, Josh.
Oh, yeah. I often get giggled at.
Butting in between the other women and the man.
What's she doing with her butt?
She's verbal, you know, physically going in between the two of them.
It's enough for everybody.
Showing distaste for her, like, look at that girl, eye rolling, frowning, etc. Brushing against him.
She's thirsty.
Oh, yeah.
Hugging the man, flirting with other men.
Oh, sure, yeah.
To get him jealous,
right.
I guess.
Yes.
And waving to him.
Hi.
Here I am.
Alrighty, well, thank you. Do you have any more that you do? Do you ever?
Yeah, do you have a classic move to let a guy know that you're flirting with him?
No, what?
Come on.
When was the last time I flirted with anybody? Green room.
You and Pat.
You flirted with Godwin.
That's what God. He said.
I sure liked that song this morning, Pat.
Well, no, wait a second. When Christy does something,
never said
Pat
that.
Pat interprets it as flirting when,
long
when she says, "Get the hell away from me!
Yes.
Don't touch me!"
Even that's adorable.
He's insane. He's absolutely.
He's got on his Godwin goggles where he thinks all the ladies are
Godwin goggles.
Such a long time.
Okay, that's a bit right there.
Godwin goggles.
I think she likes me.
I blame it on the pandemic.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's fascinating. Thank you very much, Christy. Now, today is 4:20.
Yep.
So we're going to be doing a little bit of chatting about the world of cannabis, marijuana, what do we call it, the devil's lettuce.
Speaking of that.
Reefer.
Speaking of the Burlington Sock Puppets.
Yes.
The brand new minor league team in the Appalachian League.
Our favorite team.
Our favorite team. It's either the Sock Puppets or the Disco Turkeys. We're not sure which, but the Sock Puppets unveiled their new mascot yesterday.
What's he look like?
There he is.
Is it a he? I don't know if it's a he. I shouldn't have said
he
that.
He does not have a name.
Oh, kind of looks like Shrek.
It does.
Yeah, it's big
kind of
and it's green.
A pudgy.
Just
a
different
pudgy,
enough to
goofy.
Avoid litigation, you people.
Sorry.
Looks like Sock Puppet has socks for ears.
Aww.
And if you look closely, it's kind of... maybe he was in the dryer. Socks are stuck to his...
Oh, there are many socks stuck to his fur.
So
sort of some static
so
cling.
Fun.
So they need a name for the Sock Puppet. They don't have a name for their mascot.
Footsie?
Footsie.
Footsie, that's not bad. That's not bad.
What if you called him Tuber, because he has tube socks on him? Isn't that kind of fun, kind of cute? Tuber?
Well, what I know from tube socks, what if you called him Lodi?
No.
I thought you were going to go with Krusty.
Oh, boy.
No.
Well.
I thought you were a
T-shirt man.
So just go online and find the Burlington Sox.
Josh is a T-shirt man. For the sake of this set of jokes, let's assume that he's doing his ejaculating into socks, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can just say Hanes and cover all of the undergarment.
Without the Hanes company, huh?
Oh, boy. No. I used to use Fruit of the Loom, but those little guys in the fruit costumes would yell at me.
You Burlington.
No!
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.